That's it. There are certain meetings that are memorable both because they mark a historic moment and because they illuminate the way a leader operates. Such was the case with the gathering in Apple's fourth floor conference room in April 2001, where Jobs decided on the fundamentals of the iPod. There to hear Fidel present his proposals to Jobs were Rubinstein, Schiller, Ive, Jeff Robin, and marketing director Stan Ng. Fidel didn't know Jobs, and he was understandably intimidated. When he walked into the conference room, I sat up and thought, "Whoa, there's Steve." I was really on guard because I'd heard how brutal he could be. The meeting started with a presentation of the potential market and what other companies were doing. Jobs, as usual, had no patience. "He won't pay attention to a slide deck for more than a minute," Fidel said. When a slide showed other possible players in the market, he waved it away. "Don't worry about Sony," he said. "We know what we're doing, and they don't." After that, they quit showing slides, and instead Jobs peppered the group with questions. Fidel took away a lesson. "Steve prefers to be in the moment, talking things through. He once told me, if you need slides, it shows you don't know what you're talking about."